Good morning, everyone. My name is Sarah Curran, and I'm a senior analyst in the Governor's Office of Policy, Innovation in the Future, and helping to support the work of the Maine Climate Council. I want to explain a little bit more about the draft strategy framework and the new information that our presentations are going to highlight today. At the June Climate Council meeting, the six working groups presented their recommended strategies to the Maine Climate Council. And those strategies were developed over many months by diverse groups of stakeholders with expertise and experience in their topic areas. The draft strategy framework builds on the strategies that the working groups proposed. And as Hannah said, it starts to move us from having six individual reports to having one action plan for Maine. And next slide, please, Cassie. So the draft strategy framework we're going to present here today is a draft. It's presented to the Climate Council by staff, and it includes the strategies proposed by the six working groups in summary form and incorporated into consolidated themes. The draft strategy framework is organized into two parts. Excuse me. Part one, reduce Maine's greenhouse gas emissions, and part two, prepare for climate change impacts. The draft strategy framework also incorporates highlights from several additional analyses conducted over the last several months, the evaluation of the costs and benefits of the various recommended strategies, a summary of public input surveys, and a report for strengthening Maine's clean energy economy. These documents are all available on the Climate Council website at maine.gov/future. And the equity assessment that was mentioned earlier is currently being finalized, and we will be able to include that in the next draft as well. So again, the purpose of the framework is to start to move us from the six working group reports to one climate action plan for Maine, and to highlight new information that we think will be helpful to your decision making. We haven't changed the substance from the working group reports, but we have reorganized the recommendations into six strategies. This is a draft to be discussed, improved, and agreed upon by the council. Next slide, please. The draft strategy framework is built around four goals. Goal one, create jobs and economic opportunity. Goal two, reduce Maine's greenhouse gas emissions. Goal three, prepare Maine residents, businesses, and communities for climate change impacts. And goal four, ensure that Maine's climate strategies are equitable. Maine has adopted some of the country's most ambitious climate and energy goals, and we can achieve those goals while creating jobs and growing a more diverse, sustainable, and equitable economy. Next slide, please. So today we'll be discussing part one of the draft strategy framework. It includes the strategies to reduce Maine's greenhouse gas emissions. Strategy A, bring the future of transportation to Maine. The strategy includes actions such as increasing electric vehicle use, reducing emissions from current gas and diesel engines, and reducing vehicles' miles traveled. Strategy B is to modernize Maine's buildings, and this includes, for example, improving the design and construction of new buildings, promoting climate-friendly building products such as mass timber and wood fiber insulation made in Maine, transitioning to cleaner heating and cooling systems, and weatherizing existing homes and businesses. Strategy C, drive innovation to reduce carbon emissions in Maine's energy and industrial sectors, includes ensuring adequate, affordable, clean energy supply to meet our energy and climate goals, initiating a stakeholder process that will make recommendations for how to modernize Maine's electric grid, energy systems, and policies while ensuring it is done efficiently and affordably, and developing and implementing new financing options. Part one of the draft strategy framework includes many of the recommendations from three working groups, transportation, buildings, and energy. And those strategies related to adaptation from those groups have been moved to part two of the strategy framework. And next slide, please, Cassie. So next week on September 16th, we'll present and discuss part two of the draft strategy framework. And that includes the strategies proposed to prepare for climate change impacts, build healthy and resilient communities, invest in climate-ready infrastructure, and protect Maine's environment, our natural resource economies, and promote natural climate solutions. And again, this is a draft strategy framework, and we're looking forward to getting all of your feedback and suggestions on how we've organized this. Next slide, please. So in addition to the draft strategy framework, I also want to briefly introduce some of the new analyses for this meeting. First is an evaluation of the costs and benefits of the various recommended strategies. The analysis by Eastern Research Group and Synapse Energy Economics includes 4 volumes. Volume 1, Vulnerability Mapping, is a mapping analysis that identifies the communities, geographies, and economic sectors that are most vulnerable to climate change impacts in Maine. Volume 2, the Cost of Doing Nothing analysis, includes estimates of losses that the state of Maine and its citizens could incur if the state does not take action to prevent or prepare for climate change. The cost of not adapting to a changing climate is large and will accelerate over time, with flooding serving as the largest overall threat. Volume 3, Maine Emissions Analysis. This report provides an energy use and emissions baseline based on our current policies, as well as an assessment of options for meeting Maine's energy needs, allowing economic growth, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And then finally, Volume 4, the Economic Analysis of Adaptation and Mitigation Strategies, provides economic analysis for the majority of the adaptation and mitigation strategies recommended by the working groups. So while we will be highlighting some aspects of these reports today in the presentations, we recognize that many Climate Council members might have questions about the approach and the findings. So we will also be scheduling a webinar opportunity in the coming weeks directly with Synapse and ERG so that you can ask them questions about the reports directly. Next slide, please. The second report I want to highlight is a summary of the public input surveys that were conducted over the summer. More than 4,400 individuals provided input through feedback surveys on the website climatecouncil.maine.gov. They were invited to learn about the impacts of climate change on the state, read the strategies recommended by the working groups, and provide feedback through a series of short surveys. Numerous organizations helped us to amplify the message, and staff conducted more than 20 outreach presentations this summer as well. Residents from almost 3/4 of Maine zip codes provided feedback, and the public input survey built on the stakeholder engagement that was conducted as part of the working group processes to develop the draft recommendations. And those processes included public meetings, calls, surveys, and individual organizational input as well. Staff and working group members have also been conducting webinar presentations to groups of stakeholders. We recognize that some communities may be harder to reach, and so we are continuing to work with key partners to reach groups that may be underrepresented in the climate process and or experience disproportionate impacts, such as lower income and rural residents, older adults, tribal communities, people of color, and new Mainers. So, for example, we've been working with Ambassador Dana to get tribal feedback on the strategies under consideration, and with Council Member Lori Parham to ensure we hear from Maine's older adults. Next slide, please. Third, the draft strategy framework references the executive summary of the draft report Strengthening Maine's Clean Energy Economy, which will be released in mid-September by the Governor's Energy Office and the Governor's Office of Policy Innovation in the future. In order to better understand the benefits, impacts, challenges, and opportunities associated with advancing Maine's clean energy economy, with a particular focus on workforce needs, GEO and GOPIF have distributed a clean energy economy survey, and the target respondents are companies and organizations that are part of Maine's energy sector or are actively pursuing work in Maine's energy sector. Responses to the survey are expected in mid-September and will be included in the final version of this report, which will be shared with you as well. I also want to highlight a few updates that the Science and Technical Committee has made to their final report on the impacts of climate change on the state of Maine, in particular, their recommendation for sea level rise. The Science and Technical Committee recommends that the Maine Climate Council commit to managing for 1.5 feet of relative sea level rise by 2050, and 3.9 feet of sea level rise by the year 2100. Additionally, the committee recommends that the Climate Council consider preparing to manage for 3 feet of relative sea level rise by 2050 and 8.8 feet of sea level rise by 2100. Their findings will be discussed further as part of next week's meeting on part 2, preparing for climate change impacts. Next slide, please. Finally, the equity assessment of the working group recommendations, which is an analysis by the University of Maine's George Mitchell Center for Sustainability Solutions, is currently being finalized and will be shared with the Climate Council in the coming weeks. This report analyzes how the draft strategies ensure the equitable distribution of the benefits of climate protection efforts and address inequitable burdens created by climate change and the policies designed to alleviate it. In closing, today we will focus on part one of the draft strategy framework. It includes the strategies to reduce Maine's greenhouse gas emissions. Next week's meeting will focus on part two, preparing for climate change impacts. All of the additional information for today's meeting, all those reports are available on the Climate Council website at maine.gov/future, and we will be sending out additional materials ahead of next week's meeting as well. Thank you, and I look forward to the discussion today.